And the list goes on, on down the line. And the list goes on.
And we're live.
Yo. What's up?
Hi, Sean.
Got a new camera angle, but now I'm looking at you, Jimmy.
I noticed that's different. Good. Good. Yeah. I get to just lose myself in those eyes, Sean Rossap.
Yeah. I got tired of people saying, oh, you're not paying attention to Jimmy. As if, like, me looking to collect super chats means I can't hear you anymore.
Right, right.
As if I were so lucky.
Oh.
You laughed at it, Jimmy.
Instinctively. It took a second to process. Yeah. Isn't that cute? So, Rey Mysterio confirmed his new deal is for 3 years. What about Dominic? Is he under contract, or is it still per show? Or
I'm trying to find out, but either way, Rey made it happen, and now Aaliyah, you know Aaliyah and his wife are getting paychecks, too.
Oh, 100%. They're not doing that for free. Oh, absolutely. They're not doing it for free.
This has got to be one of the best deals in wrestling history for Rey Mysterio, all things considered. 4 revenue streams?
Yeah, I mean, it's the second time that Dominic's collected a paycheck in his life. It's the second time, at least, that his wife has collected WWE paychecks in her life. So, good for all of them. Good for all
of
them.
I love it. I'm going to still try to find out about Raymond or Dominic's new deal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's worked really hard.
Yep.
He's as good in the ring as I've seen him in the last probably 10 years, I would say. He's as good as in the ring as I saw him like probably 10 years ago when he was 35.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
I agree. And Dominic, I think, is doing a good job. I just wish that he wasn't learning on the job with promos.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, WWE 10 years ago would never have a kid like that green cutting promos. You know, they would never do it. And now it is what it is. But Clash of Champions, is there anything on the card you're looking forward to?
I'm trying to think. The ladder match will be a lot of fun. I want to see Uso versus Roman Reigns. I love the idea of that match. And
it's cool.
I know who's going to win, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Nakamura and Cesaro against Lucha House Party will be good, but we've seen it.
Yeah.
Same with Street Profits, Andrade and Garza. I want to see if Riot Squad will win the tag titles.
Yeah, they won't.
But look up and down. Look up and down. Both tag team title matches on the men's side. Bayley, Nikki Cross, Lashley, Apollo Crews, Drew, Orton. We've seen this stuff.
Yep.
But Drew and Orton is an ambulance match. I guess we'll see how it goes.
Keith Lee's probably going to be in the ambulance or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So speaking of Roman Reigns, now this is a bigger deal, I guess, than I thought it would be. So I want to ask you about it. He did a virtual meet and greet for WWE. He said that at Clash of Champions, he's going to wrestle without a shirt. This has caused a bunch of, I don't know if controversy is the right word, but apparently he was wearing that chest pad because, is this true or somebody made that up?
No. Don't even say it.
Okay.
Jimmy, I don't want to give that person any publicity, but.
Oh, so it's all made up.
Quite frankly, Jeremy and Joe of Fightful got that person sort of eliminated. Like, just out of here by pointing out some of the fraudulent stuff they would post.
Okay, so that's not real.
No, this reemerged because just 4 weeks ago, that person said Roman Reigns has to wear this
right.
for physical reasons because of hernias.
Right.
Say what you want about Donald Trump, Jimmy, but he got rid of hernias under his watch. Hernias are gone now. Roman Reigns can wrestle without a shirt.
So Roman Reigns doesn't need the chest pad because, okay, it's all BS. Okay. Now, I will say this, though. My personal opinion, you can give me yours. Roman, in that same interview, said he's going to keep the pants, right?
Sure,
so I think when you look at Roman Reigns, especially in those types of pants, I think he looks better with some kind of a shirt. Doesn't necessarily have to be the chest pad thing. Huh?
How would I know? I've never... I'm not...
How would you know? What do you what?
How would I know? I haven't seen him wrestle without a shirt, Jimmy.
In the developmental he did. He wrestled without a shirt.
It was 10 years ago.
He looked exactly the same.
A decade ago.
He hasn't changed. He looks the same.
Jimmy, come on.
Come on. He looks exactly the same.
10 years ago.
I don't care. He looks the same.
He's a 35-year-old man now.
So it's not he weighed 4 1/4 then, and now he's, you know, a fit 250. Okay. He looks exactly the same.
Just because people, like, they can be composed different and still weigh the same amount.
He looks exactly the same as he did in FCW. To me, he looks the same.
I think you'll be surprised.
Well, I mean, I saw the pictures of him, like, you know, in the gym and stuff. I saw that. I still think that some kind of a shirt looks better on him with those pants. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
One other thing about Roman I want to ask you about. So I understand that Paul Heyman is more than just his on-camera associate.
Yeah, he's helping really guide the story, guide the promos. Not a big surprise. He's done that with a whole lot of people, but really instrumental in a lot of the stuff we're seeing with Roman Reigns right now.
I find it very interesting that Paul has been able to keep it professional given everything that's gone on with him. You know, in terms of, you know, now you're promoted to this, now you're fired, Bruce Pritchard's kind of taking your place, whatever. All of these decisions that have been made, he's still just chugging along.
Credit to him. I mean, he's been doing that since the ECW days.
Yep.
When WCW didn't work out for him, he got involved with ECW. When ECW didn't work out for him, he got involved with WWF. When WWF didn't work out for him, well, he did his own thing and was in demand for quite a while. I mean, TNA almost tried to hire him. Then he came back, did his thing, had a variety of roles. He's a useful guy, so there's always going to be a spot for him.
Does he still have Looking for Larry?
Yeah.
He does.
Very successful, from what I understand.
Okay,
yeah.
Good for him. John Cena. You want to talk about following the path of Dwayne Johnson to a T, Sean Ross.
To a T bar?
Yeah. Look at John Cena's career trajectory here. So first, elite level star in pro wrestling, wins all the titles, he accomplishes everything you can do in WWE. Then he shifts into movies. Then he does a guest spot on SNL. Now he's doing, he's going to host a game show that's like a physical competition series. Yeah. On TBS. Now he's getting into his own producing of the movies that he's in. You talk about he's completely following The Rock's path, almost to a T. I'm waiting for John Cena to come out with a tequila. Like, it's going to be the next thing he's going to have to do.
I want him to star in a movie with Sean William Scott. I think that would be fun. I like
that
rundown.
That might be interesting.
I was sad that The Rundown didn't make money because I wanted to see a second one. I loved that movie.
Oh, yeah. I've only seen it
Thunder,
once.
Thunder, lightning, ears.
I've only seen it once. I don't remember.
Christopher Walken was amazing in that movie.
It's been too long.
He was so good.
So Cena, he's going to be doing a game show on TBS called Wipeout, a revival of that old game show. And we already know he's going to be in the next Suicide Squad movie playing the Peacemaker. And now he's going to star in a spinoff series for HBO Max about the Peacemaker story. So the guy's getting all these gigs. He's following The Rock. Rock was on HBO. There you go. He's following The Rock's path. And, anybody who's holding that hope he's going to make a return, full-time, part-time to WWE. Maybe. Mania every year. Maybe.
Yep. He wants to do Mania every year, and I think that's it. And I think he does that out of respect to WWE, Vince McMahon, and fans.
Right. Well, good for him. He put in a lot of years, so good for him. Melina Perez, is she working the media?
I haven't had that confirmed as of yet, but I have no reason to believe that a PW Insider would make up something like that.
Right.
And we've seen it with John Morrison. We saw it with Edge. They do that.
Okay, and then the last thing, Sasha versus Bayley. Now, do you think that they're just going to throw this away on just some, you know, generic pay-per-view? Do you think they're going to hold it for a big pay-per-view? I also wonder, when you look at where WWE makes their money now, if they might want to build it up for a while and then actually do the blow-off on SmackDown. What do you think?
I wouldn't mind it, but I think that's a WrestleMania main event.
But do you think, you know, they're going to hold off? We're September. Do you think they're going to hold off until then?
Here's my problem. If they do a SmackDown blow-off, God, it's going to have commercials during the match. Unless they do a commercial-free match, and that's the hook.
Yeah, and they could do that.
They do not need commercials during that match. That is a top-of-the-line match. And somebody said, oh, well, why does it have to be WrestleMania? Why this? nobody is going to remember. Okay, I shouldn't say nobody. The main event of WrestleMania is remembered a lot more than the main event or the middle of the card of Hell in a Cell.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yep, you're right. And it would not main event Hell in a Cell because Vince just wouldn't do that.
Yeah, probably not.
So,
I mean, I think they could do it. They have before. I think Charlotte and Sasha main evented, but.
Okay, that's all I got for you, bud. Let me just grab this one more time.
God, this is ridiculous. This is rude. I'm going to hatch a plot. I'm going to get important names to sign a petition to get me a real, honest title shot again.
Are you?
And I mean, I know it's defended all the time, but I want a title shot where I want one in my environment, Jimmy. So I'm going to spend the next few weeks, months gaining names for a petition, or maybe I'll just hatch a plan to steal it. We're out. Subscribe to Fightful on YouTube for the latest exclusive podcast, interviews, and news across boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling.